But anyways, moving right along, we're on page 292, Simon Kuf Chaf Beis. Actually, we finished Kuf Chaf Beis, but we got a couple, we'll be in Kuf Chaf Gimel in a little while. But anyways, so the last thing we did, which was yesterday, was the importance, well actually, in Beis, we talked about saying, Yehu L'Ratzon Rifi Ve'Gin Libi L'Fanach Hashem Tzuri V'Go'Ali, and we talked about that. Saying it before Elokinosaur, saying it at the end before Oseh Shalom. Okay. Then in Gimel, we saw that it's important to say, carefully, which is at the end of Shmoneh Esrei. It's important to say those things, because those four things, the Mechaber says, allows a person to be Mekal Pnei Ashkina. And we discussed that yesterday. Discussed also from the Marsham about saying psukim that begin and end your name, you know, printed in the back of Sidurim. But yeah, we'll cover some other things like that. But I want to get to the Mishnah Berurah Ches, beautiful Mishnah Berurah. And maybe one of those rare times we'll read this Mishnah Berurah inside. So Mishnah Berurah, the Chofetz Chaim says in Ches, referring to the idea of saying Yehi L'Ratzon Imrifi Ve'Gon Libi L'Fanach at the end of Shmoneh Esrei. So as you can see, it's the fourth wide line down, if you're looking at the Mishnah Berurah. So the Chofetz Chaim says as follows, Kasav B'Seder HaOlam, it's brought down HaYom, excuse me, Kasav B'Seder HaYom, it's brought down the Sefer Seder HaYom, Yehi L'Ratzon, that line that we say, Yehi L'Ratzon Imrifi Ve'Gon Libi L'Fanach Hashem Tzuri V'Go'Ali, Hu Mesuka L'Kam El Inyonim, it's special for many different reasons. And he says, "Tzkilasa yod v'sofa yod." One of the beautiful ideas about this pasuk is "Yihyu l'ratzon rifi ve'gan libo nachas shem tzuri v'go'ali." So it starts with the yod and ends with the yod. V'tevosav yod, and there's 10 words. "Yihyu l'ratzon rifi ve'gan libo nachas shem tzuri v'go'ali." The yod yudin, and there are 10 yuds. Everybody knows the commandment of Yod is 10. V'yesh, huh?
No.
I know, of course, that's why I'm reading for you. V'yesh bo membes osios, and it has 42 letters. The sodo sod gadol. There's a deep reason behind the 42. There's names of Hashem. You've seen this before. L'chein tzarech la'omro benachas. Therefore, you should say it carefully, not running through it. Ulachaven, and to concentrate while you're saying it, right? The Hashem should accept the words, right? We discussed this yesterday from the Aruch HaShulchan. We start out with Hashem Svasai Sivsach, and we end with Yehu Ratzon Imrifi, right? Parallel each other. Umo'al Harbi Lakabal Tfilasa V'lo Yashuv Reikam, and it helps a lot when we say this pasuk properly, that the tefillah, the prayer that you say should be accepted and should not come back empty. Next idea, Kasav Chay Adam. Nacham Roy L'Chol Adam L'Ispal B'Chol Yom B'Yichud Ad Tzarchav. A person should daven every day on his knees, Uparnasaso, on their Parnasa. V'lo Yalmush HaTorah Mipiv M'Pi Zaro, V'Zera Zaro. And also that Torah should not be forgotten from you. Unfortunately, you know, sometimes people are from and then they lose it, Klas Hashom. Or from your children or your grandchildren. That's as far as we go. You see this from Avram Avinu and other sources that you go three generations basically. V'shiyu kol yotze cholotzav ovdei Hashem be'emes, and all of your children should serve Hashem properly. Shlotim sal chas v'shalom pasul bezaro, and nothing wrong should be found with your children or seed. V'chol ma sheyodea belibo achar shetzarech lo, excuse me. And anything that you know you need, not want, right? Im the im eno yodel ledaber tzachos. So you daven for anything you need, and if you can't daven properly blush and kosh in Hebrew for these needs, all these things we just mentioned, yomrena af blush and ashkenaz. You could say it even in your native tongue. Rakshia Mekiras Libo, but the only thing it should be from the depth of the heart. So again, we're talking about the end of Shmoneh Esrei. So you see that people do this. V'tov yoser likvot filos al kol inyan ha-metzrichim lo, achar she'yisam kol yuches, as we've seen before, the best place to put in these tefillos, right? We start all these halachas off by, you know, you can insert them in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, right? In Shemoneh Esrei itself. You could, not only Shema Kolayinu, but let's say you need Parnasa. So we saw in the Machaber says, so you could say in Birchas Hashanim, right? If somebody's ill, you could say in Refuahinu. So we saw that. Then we saw another level is in Shema Kolayinu. And we've seen numbers of times, Mr. Bruce says, the best place to put all these personal needs, even though you could put them in those other places, Shemoneh Esrei and Shema Kolayinu, the best place is in the Shemoneh Esrei. And the Shemoneh Esrei, right? The place, the point that we're talking about.
Excuse me, I thought that I went over this several years ago. Mishnah Berurah said that Shema Kolayinu was the ideal place.
The Tov Yosser Likva called Tfilaso, we call in Yanam Asrikim Lo, Achar Shisim Kol Yuches, Milikavam, the Birchal Shomea Tfilah. Right? Three more words. Right? It's better to put it here than in Shema Kolayinu. Kedei Kishi Yitztarach La'anos Kaddish O Kedusha. Why? Answer is, because that way, if you have to answer Kaddish or Kedusha, which is what God started in all this, because that way, if you say it now, it's saying Shema Kolayinu, your Shemoneh Esrei is going to get delayed. And then, you know, maybe the Chazan will jump ahead, and he'll be up to Kedusha, and you won't be able to answer. This way, if you put it at this point, you already said, right, Mishnah Berurah is coming out, you should say before Elokai Nisor, and also at the end. So since you already said Yilratzen Rifi already once before Elokai Nisor, so now you're open, as we saw before, to answer for Kaddish and Kedusha. So that's the big plus with saying it at this point, rather than in Shema Kolayinu.
Could you also ask for Baruch at that point?
Yeah, you saw that before, yeah. Yeah. Okay? Okay, so Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow we'll start Kuf Chav Gimel. Stepping back. A lot of people will step back improperly. You'd be surprised. There's a few very interesting halachos here that we'll learn right away about the proper way to step back. How you step back.
How come there's no discussion here about Seidamon Torah Secha, Seidamon Kedusha Secha, as the Chavar has it?
You mean, what, you mean the ideas behind it?
We got it first.
Yeah, I assume it's like Kabbalah things, so, you know, usually the Mishnah Berurah doesn't get into those things that much. Chavar says it, so, you know, good enough, there's no worry. Like, people a lot of times say to me, you know, like, oh, the Machaber says that.